10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon has come into effect, announced by US President Donald Trump after weeks of fighting with Iran-backed Hezbollah. The truce follows rare direct talks between officials in Washington and could support wider efforts to extend a broader Iran-US-Israel ceasefire. Israel says it will hold its ground inside southern Lebanon, warning the truce is fragile. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danon, says the biggest challenge to the truce is Hezbollah.
We will have to follow very carefully what's happening on the ground, and if we will feel threatened, we will react. You know, we are not going anywhere. We are holding our positions. And we all know that, you know, the problem is not with the Lebanese government. The problem is with Hezbollah. And it will be challenging.
Fighting has continued up to the deadline, with rockets fired into northern Israel and Israeli strikes on Hezbollah positions in Lebanon. Hezbollah says any ceasefire must apply across all Lebanese territory and not allow Israeli freedom of movement, a stance that could complicate efforts to turn the pause into a lasting agreement.